And at this time, we will take our communion packages and we'll commune together here. If you happen to be listening out on the parking lot through your radio on 103.5, at this point, I invite you to come forward in an orderly way. Kay, our elder, and Jeanette Payne are outside waiting, and they will distribute communion to you as you come forward. And then you can exit the parking lot once you've received communion. Now, for those that are here here in the sanctuary, we're going to commune together. And I just want you to think about the words that we shared today. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and be a ransom in the place of many. A ransom in the place of many. Today, as you receive this, may you know that's what this is. Jesus is paying the price. He's paying it for you, so that you can have eternal life in your place. Let's go ahead and open up that seal that gets us to the wafer, the bread. And once you have that open, we'll take communion together, all together as a church family. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus, given for you. And now we'll turn that back upside down and we'll access the second seal, which will get us to the wine or the grape juice, if that's what you took. And once the seal's off, take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the full remission of all of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith, and may you know that you are precious in God's eyes. There's nothing that he would not give to have you in his kingdom. That's why he gave you his son. Depart with peace and joy. You are free today. Amen. And we'll hold on. Just go ahead and hold on to your cups. There will be a place, a bin, at the end, right by the door. As the ushers guide you out, that's when you'll place your empty package on your way out.